producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
Just told you to shut the
up. No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar.
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In your face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Saturday night. No better place to be because we have a nice little thing going here, right? You guys send me these great email comments and these tweets. You ask these great questions. You have a good flow about it. You have a lot of thoughts that are outside the box, like I always say. And, of course, I bring on the right guests and the right panelists and the debate segments to cover all these things. So it makes for an hour that just flies by. I mean, I look at my clock and my timer here in the studio, and it counts down. I turn my head one way, and I come back, and it says, you know, 3 minutes left. I'm like, how could that be? And I guess it's because we're doing things right. So I just want to start out by thanking all our listeners. Thanks for always joining us here. And as the word keeps spreading and we keep gaining audience members and the numbers keep growing, for those new people out there that say, boy, I love this show. I wish I could have listened to some of those back episodes. Well, you can. Go check us out at www.adamthompsonshow.com or www.adamthompsonlaw.com. You're going to find everything the Adam Thompson Show there that you want. Our old archive shows with so many of the tremendous guests, from the Jesse Venturas to Walking Dead cast members like Guyney Singleton and Michael Rooker. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's politics, there's sports, there's everything. And we dive into the subject matter much differently than most other shows, so it always has an interesting spin and a twist to it, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. And when you do check it out, be sure to like the page, subscribe to the page, and most important, keep spreading the word, because the more people that listen to the show, the bigger and better that it gets. So let me just start off by thanking you, and also thanking our syndicators, Starcom, and the Genesis Communications Network. Without them, where would we be today, right? So with that said, there's so many different stories that are going on out now. I really just want to focus on one. Because, you know, when we go and cover five or six different ones, you don't get into the meat of one particular subject. One thing that we've been just talking about consistently over and over is how our military is doing overseas in some of these battles that have just been ongoing for years. How has the administration, how has Obama and his advisors really handled these missions that are so vital to our national security and the security of our allies overseas? And of course, I'm talking about what's going on in the Middle East with Iran and Iraq. And of course, now in the forefront, what's going on in Syria. And I got to tell you, folks, there was a window of opportunity where we could have went into Syria and we could have got Assad out. We could have got out this dictator, this horrible leader that tortures his own people. And everyone agrees that it would have been a good thing for America and our policies and the policies of our allies to get him out and hopefully try to install a democratic-leaning or based government that could, you know, change things in that region. But because of mishaps and misplays by the Obama administration in not picking the right side early on, or not getting involved early on enough, or not supporting and sending the right troops in to deal with it, none of that happened. And we know where we are today. Assad's in power. He's maintaining it. Any rebel forces that were looking to overthrow his government and possibly make it a more democratic-type society never took any steam, never got any traction, never went anywhere. And now we know ISIS is stomping across Syria and basically has taken over a third or a half of that nation. So now we have really two enemies of ours fighting each other. ISIS is fighting Assad and his troops because they all want control over the country. And what's sad about this and why I'm bringing this all up is when you look at all the different articles that are coming out, You read how Russia is being welcomed into that country now to fight, and who are they fighting for and on whose side? Well, Assad. So with Russia now supporting Assad and helping him push back any kind of rebel forces that are attacking or trying to get him out, it isn't going to happen. And now we hear that Russia is aligning with China and the People's Republic is going to be coming in there too. And they're going to be helping. And they're also on the side of Assad. So game over, done, checkmate. There ain't no getting Putin out now. You know, or Assad out now, because Putin's involved, and he's basically laid down the gauntlet of how things are going to go. And this is where I want to comment on. This is what bothers me. In such a short amount of time since their involvement, they have basically pushed back any opposition that Assad has seen in Syria, and basically have pushed back and decimated a greater part of ISIS in just a few weeks' campaign. Russia's been sending in elite forces, I guess the equivalent of our SEAL teams. Elite forces have been dropped on the ground, aside from other forces, air campaigns. China now is sending in aircraft carriers and battleships to the region. So they're taking this head on and doing major damage and crippling and hurting ISIS in ways that we haven't even touched upon. So you have to say, are any of the policies that we establish working? Were any of them successful? Were any of them effective? And the answer obviously is no. And if the answer is no, then it really has got to call into question the leadership that we have. Because how can so many decisions, one after the other, after the other, after the other, not only be ineffective and be wrong, but so many different people reviewing them, how many layers and levels of incompetence are there? You know, are there meetings that take place where someone just has this one bad idea followed by another bad idea followed by another bad idea? And is the room just full of all yes men? Do people actually say, no, that's terrible, it isn't going to work, or no, we need to do this, or no, we need to go another direction? Because it's consistently just bad ideas. I mean, I picked up an article that I read. And, I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. People in America should be up in arms about this. It says the U.S. now is planning to overhaul their failed Syrian rebel training program, where they're going to try to work more closely with the capable Kurdish and other forces in Syria, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said. Basically, to give you the lowdown on what this is all about, is over $500 million, okay, I'm going to say it again, $500 million was poured into this training program, which was designed to train and equip moderate Syrian rebels, the people that we should have jumped in and immediately aided and given our own support to overthrow Assad, whatever amount of moderate Syrian rebels that we thought were out there. And again, how do we really know who isn't Al-Qaeda, who isn't ISIS, who are really against us? So are we arming really our enemies to fight another enemy? That's never a good strategy. But let's just say we actually found legitimate rebels that wanted to fight them. Basically, $500 million was put into this program, and I kid you not, the report says fewer than 80 soldiers were produced from this money spent to train and equip Syrian rebels. 80 soldiers. And of those 80 soldiers, many of them fled, been captured, or killed in early fighting. So it was basically, and the ball game starts, and the ball game is over. That was it. We trained them, we armed them, they went into the field, they looked in the eye of the enemy, and they ran and they fled and were captured, or they were killed. So $500 million blown and thrown out the window and accomplished nothing to better our national security policies or our standing in the Middle East and to change things in Syria. This has been really what the policies have been by the Obama administration and his advisors, a complete disaster. And now we look and we see, here's Putin coming in with Russian forces in Syria, bringing in China, so the other two real world superpowers teaming up now to do what America can't do. And that's the big takeaway from this whole opening rant, folks. Countries used to look to America They used to look to us to be the beacon of freedom and hope, to fight for the underdog, to do what was right, to change things that were wrong in the world. And now people don't look to us because they think we're ineffective. That's an indication that America is no longer considered the leader of the free world.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Our first guest is a noted and distinguished expert in the field of the Holocaust. I'm talking about Dr. Michael Mingram, who is the author of Never Forget My Soul, a nationally acclaimed book on the Holocaust and healing. And I wanted to bring him on because in the news lately, there's been just, it seems like, continuous statements that have been made by a presidential candidate for the Republican Party, Ben Carson, where he uses a lot of Nazi metaphors and comparisons. His latest was a comment that he made that he's taking a lot of heat for, where he said, quote, "I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed." He said this to CNN's Wolf Blitzer during an interview. He continued and stressed that Hitler was only one of multiple dictators that he argued against gun control policies. He said there were a number of countries where tyranny reigned, and before it happened, they disarmed the people. That was the point, Carson said, pointing to a founding father to support his argument. He said that Noah Webster said that the people of America will never suffer the same fate because or tyranny because they are armed, of course, referring to the Second Amendment. So let me ask you, Dr. Milgram, is Ben Carson on point, or is he rightfully taking heat for making this statement? Because do you think it would have made a difference if either the Jews in Nazi Germany were armed and or the just general German citizens? Do you think they would have stood up to Hitler if they weren't disarmed, and maybe Hitler doesn't get the prominence and power that he was trying to gain?
That statement doesn't take history into account at all. To understand that history, we first have to go back hundreds of years of anti-Semitic actions and propaganda and sentiment throughout all of Europe and certainly in Germany. And starting with Hitler's rise to power in the early 30s, that he was brewing up this anti-Semitic policy and, you know, playing Nuremberg laws and disenfranchising people, there was a great support for the activities that happened in Germany against the Jewish people. And if the German people had been armed, they would have continued to support the German people just like you know, they did, because as has been documented by historians like the book Hitler's Willing Executioners, that there was a lot of support for what Hitler was doing. So the Germans having guns, more guns in their hands, they would have just helped with more Jew killing. And the Jews having guns in their hands, that wouldn't have changed anything. We're talking about some guns here and there against the awesome military might of the Nazi regime. It would completely, had no effect on the Jews saving themselves or anything like that. So historically, the statement is just not accurate and really is a disrespect to a unique historical period that needs to be understood in its own right, and not applying it to now, you know, drawing some sort of Nazi card and thinking that doing that we can solve the problems of violence and the destruction that's happening in our country that we have to look at seriously in its own time, in its own way.
Many critics of the comments obviously say he's out of touch with what really the historical data is and information is, as you just stated. And, I mean, as a student in history myself and having read so many books on this topic, you know, I think putting guns in the hands of Jews, would it have helped maybe even a little bit? Maybe. But do you overcome the entire German population, particularly the German army? And as you said, the German population, there were many supporters of what Hitler was doing. They were looking for a scapegoat, and the Jews were an easy target to them. And they would have really supported anything Hitler and the Nazis was doing, as shown by their silence and just letting it go on. So even without weapons, they really could have changed stuff by speaking out, but we didn't see any of that. But here's what the other side is saying.
We have to understand what was happening socially at that time, that the Jews gradually were being withdrawn from public life. They were not allowed to marry non-Jews. They were seen as a second-class citizen. And with all those things happening, the Jews were basically, they were professionals, they were peace-loving people. There was so much disempowered at that time. Having a few guns here and there would not have changed anything. And they didn't have power against what was going on against them.
Yeah, Doctor, I agree with you. I don't think it would have. But there's a lot of people posting online in support of Ben Carson. A lot of them saying, for example, they said, look at the resistant forces of Jews that rise up in the camps that were able to get their hands on some arms or that resisted or fought. Look at the brushback that they did against the German military in those circumstances. It would have had to make a difference if all the Jews were armed, because look what the small pockets of Jews that did resist, look what they were able to do. Imagine if everyone was armed. Is there really any weight to that argument?
look at the might of the Russian army opposing the German army. We're talking about major military powers here, and millions of Russians were killed. You know, so who would win in such a war when you're talking about one of the highest trained military force in the world at that time against, you know, some people having guns here and there? It's a ridiculous claim and really takes the focus away. And I've written about this as well, from the social problems we have in this country and the lack of awareness how lightly the youth take violence and don't take seriously the lives of other people. You know, we need to look at the culture of violence in our own country rather than distracting and saying anybody who's trying to do anything about it is a Nazi.
Right. So the thing is, when you have a candidate like Ben Carson making comments like this that seem to be so clearly out of touch with reality and so clearly out of touch with history. I mean, it's very ironic. As a doctor, he always tries to score points in debates and when he speaks using science, because science is science. Hey, 1 and 1
yeah.
equals 2. 2 and 2 equals 4. So here's a man that's so big on facts and science and what he considers to be hard data, but yet when he's speaking about Nazi Germany, Hitler, the Holocaust, and he makes these really outlandish comparisons, he's doing it contrary to what should be important to him, which are hard facts and real details. He seems to overlook that. So when you have a person like this who has that thought process, is he really qualified to be president of the United States, in your opinion?
Well, I don't get so much in the political arena, but I will say this. Anybody who wants to run for president of the United States needs to have historical awareness. Needs to be a good student of history, because we can't avoid the terrible mistakes we made in the past unless we study what has happened and try to steer a different course. And there is terrible misunderstanding about what happened in the Holocaust. We're now more than 70 years out. People know that something evil happened, but there's so much ignorance about it. I advise everybody to study that period so we can avoid those mistakes, but not just use slogans to try to get our own personal causes.
Well, we only have a minute left, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this. And I want to follow up on your last comment. You said that people need to learn history so history doesn't repeat itself. When you see the Obama administration and all these other countries joining in with Iran to make this so-called, I put it in quotes for a reason, quote, nuclear arms pact, are we going down the wrong path where we're going to see the potential for another state similar to a Nazi state in Iran, where they have the means and the capabilities if they get nuclear weapons to obliterate Israel and potentially our nation?
Of course, that's exactly it, and that is an apt analogy, because you do have people that are saying that they hate the West, they hate the Jews, and they would happy for Israel to be blown off the face of the earth. They are not shy about this, and neither was Hitler shy about saying similar things. And to treat it lightly and not to stand up strongly against this and say that we've won a victory because we scrutinize them a little bit and not really in these nuclear accords is absurd and is playing to the hands of a Hitler-like regime, and it's very scary.
It's very scary. I agree with you, Doctor. I feel like we're watching Chamberlain go and negotiate another peace for our time, which peace
my
for our time turned out
words.
To be World War II.
I wrote to my senator saying those exact words.
Well, we got to end it there because we're out of time, but I'd like to get you back. Everybody, Dr. Michael Milgram, the author, Never Forget My Soul. Thanks for the great insight, Doctor. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure speaking with you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, everybody, it's that time on the Adam Thompson Show that you guys email, tweet, and post on Facebook the most about. Of course, I'm talking about the Adam Thompson debate segment where I bring my guest panelists down and dirty in the pit where we let it all rock, nothing scripted. The panelists, ironically, before coming on air, were saying, hey, what are we talking about today? I don't tell them. We don't tell them the questions, the topics. Why? Because I want to keep it fresh. I want the answers to be as authentic and as true as possible. I don't like talking points. I don't like people coming up with little fancy quips that they say that make them seem so witty, but they may not really be, but they had the time to think of it 2 hours beforehand. I like the debates to be fresh and real, and that's why you guys always comment about it. So with that said, I want to welcome into the pit where there'll be no hold barred. Maybe we'll get some blood drawn today. Who knows what's going to happen? From the managing editor of EpicTimes.com, Beowulf Rockland, from the nationally syndicated talk show, Mike Siegel, on our fellow station, Genesis Communications, so there's a little shout-out plug to them, and the author of When the World Outlawed War, and War is a Lie, et cetera, et cetera, lots of other different books, always great stuff. David Swanson. Guys, welcome into the pit. This is going to be fun. Let it rip. Everyone's going to get a chance to speak, so don't feel you have to jump in before you turn. But once your turn is there, just let it go. So with that said, let me start off with you, Beowulf. Were you surprised when you see basically gift-wrapped to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, that he was basically going to be handed the position of Speaker of the House? He basically seems to have the votes to get it. Huge position, stepping stone if you ever want to really run for the presidency down the line. And he says, no, I'm not ready. Is this guy just limping after what? How you turn that down? It's like getting a contract from the Yankees and you say, nah, I'm going to still play for Seattle. Were you shocked?
I wasn't shocked. I got to tell you, I think that you could see this coming a while away because you've got, first of all, the Tea Party caucus who wants someone far more conservative that he is in power. And that aside, we're seeing all sorts of rumors online, and they are just rumors at this point, about things that may be going on in his personal life. Just yesterday, we witnessed Representative Walter Jones coming out and saying that anyone who has misdeeds in their personal life should take himself out of the race. And he referred to Bob Livingston, who stepped down in the wake of Speaker Newt Gingrich stepping down back in the late 1990s. He wasn't alluding to anything vague. He knew that something was up. And there have been rumors, frankly, that that he has been carrying on an affair, frankly, Kevin McCarthy. And though it's not substantiated, I think that had a big part in taking down his attempt to gain the speakership. That and the fact that the Tea Party caucus was against him sealed his fate.
Well, you know, you make some good points there, Bearwolf. For Mike Siegel, you know, Walter Jones says that there may be some misdeeds. Show me a congressman that doesn't have a misdeed and I'll jump off the top of a bridge. I think they all have misdeeds. If you open a closet in any congressman's door, it's how many skeletons is going to fall out in each of them. I mean, you have people preaching about, you know, they're against gay marriage, yet you find out they had a homosexual affair. I mean, the list is so long, we only have an hour show, folks. I don't have till next week. So with that said, you know, really, if you get offered a position like this, even though you may have some things that could surface, don't you still take the shot at it if you can?
Yeah, and by the way, it's an issue that comes up for Republicans. Democrats always get a pass on all of those things. Barney Frank got a pass for years on renting out his condo for a guy who was basically prostituting himself to other guys. Nobody says a word about Democrats. Bill Clinton got a pass on everything. So it's Republicans that get harmed about this. Bob Livingston was a good example brought up earlier. Henry Hyde, who had a youthful indiscretion. But when Democrats have that happen, nothing happens. Look what happened to Anthony Weiner in New York. He didn't get kicked out of the Congress until weeks after he was the most sleazy guy in the Congress. So why should having an affair, even if there were one, and we don't know that, at this point, be the issue. To me, that gets away from the real issue. The real issue is Kevin McCarthy is a clone of John Boehner. Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News the night they won the election in November in the majority in the Senate. Megyn Kelly asked him 5 times, will you repeal Obamacare? He wouldn't answer the question. He's nothing other than a Lindsey Graham or a John McCain or a John Boehner who isn't going to do what the Republican Party should be doing. This Congress has done nothing, zero, nada. Absolutely
so, really, I hear what you're saying, Mike Siegel. So are we really starting to see the Tea Party and the conservative right really step up and saying we're done with this John Boehner type of leadership where it's all talk, no action, there's no bite behind the dog, and we really need to see a change? I mean, David Swanson, are we going in that direction now that maybe for the first time we're really going to see someone step up who's going to really try to push changes for the right?
Well, the thing is, if you want to pass legislation in Congress and you're with one of the horrible parties, you actually have to compromise once in a while with the other horrible party. And this was Boehner's mistake. This was the complaint. He compromised too much, which was like 1% of the time. And so the demand on the new speaker is going to be zero compromise, absolute gridlock, which from my point of view is a wonderful thing, right? Because most of what Congress does is horrible. The Trans-Pacific Partnership getting stopped by some petty partisan dispute would be terrific. The military spending bill that Obama may veto now for the first time in decades, and anybody does that, actually there's one by Bush. It's terrific. If they put in a new speaker and insist on absolute partisan war and never compromise with the Democrats despite, you know, their existence in Congress and the Senate in particular, that'd be gridlock and that'd be wonderful.
We're going to get to the emails and tweets and Facebook posts that you guys had on different trending topics that you guys wanted to get a really unabridged kind of answer from our panel. So we'll be jumping around to different topics. Actually, my producer just bumped in when we finished up the show, and Ryan said that George Pataki just was tweeting back and forth, I guess trying to get his name back in the news, because who? George Pataki? Who is this? You know, anyway, he's done. He's baked, you know, put the fork in him, but he still wants to try to stay relevant. So he just was tweeting out some information about Edward Snowden, basically saying that he's a traitor and what he did, I guess, is wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And the backlash on Twitter has been pretty enormous, because while it seems like Pataki didn't pick up any followers, it seems like over a million different people had hit on Edward Snowden and increased his visibility. So bad move, bad call. I want to find out what the panel thinks about this, because to me, I don't find Edward Snowden to be a traitor. He exposed corruption in the government. The government was spying on us. I'm really big on our individual civil rights. And but for him really opening the door and bringing this to the forefront, we wouldn't have known to the degree that our emails, our texts, internet, all the different types of spying that's going on with us has been brought to the forefront. And how ironic, all the different journalists that wrote about Edward Snowden, they're winning prizes. They're getting awards. Wow, what a great article by this guy from the New York Times. He wrote about Snowden. Give him an award. But the guy that exposes it, he's a traitor. Lock him up for the rest of his life and shoot him in the butt. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I mean, it's mindless to me.
I agree with you about that, Adam, but I have one criticism of Snowden. I think if he were followed Dr. King or Mahatma Gandhi, he would have come back to this country and stood trial. I think that would have been the best thing he could have done. I think he did the right thing in exposing it. The government violated the Constitution. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, by the way, in my opinion, violated the Constitution, because the Constitution says we are protected in our papers. Well, obviously, our phone records are part of our papers, and there is no way that you can just have the problem cause of 300 million Americans. You've got to do it one at a time. And even Sensenbrenner, who was the guy who wrote the law in the Congress, basically said, I didn't intend for this to happen. I intended for each individual to have a warrant written to signed off on it by a judge to allow for the NSA or the FBI or whoever to get the records after they get a warrant. So it was all wrong. Snowden was right, but I wish he would have come back and stood trial, because they wouldn't have had the guts to prosecute him after the American people became so outraged at the government, not at him. He was the messenger. He wasn't the message. The government's the message, and they've walked on our, trampled our rights in that regard.
I don't know. As a criminal attorney for over 25 years, I've seen lots of people with the right cause, the right point of view, and even public support. They stand trial trying to do the right thing, change law, make an impact, and guess what? They get convicted, they sit in jail, and then they wait 15 years, do all different appeals, and then finally something happens and they get released. So with that said...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. the A Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we're live here in the pit. No blood drawn yet, but I think it's going to happen soon. Let's move on to the Clinton email scandal, which never seems to go away, only seems to be intensifying the further we get into this, because as more investigatory work is done, it seems more things are coming out that really raises concerns here. The latest report by Fox News was that the Clinton email server was reportedly targets of cyber attacks. Get this from China, South Korea, and Germany. So we have even some of our allies that potentially were trying to tap into her email server during the time period before and after she was Secretary of State. They say there was also a fifth nation and a fifth potential cyber attack, but they're not, for security reasons, releasing what country that was. And I find that very curious why that wasn't released. Is it Russia? Is it Iran or something like that? Is it North Korea? I find it odd that we're not being told that. But let me start off this time with you first, Dave Swanson. You know, does this scandal ever really seem to go away? Is it going to get much worse before it gets better for Hillary Clinton? Is this like a knockout punch to her? Because if a big issue in the campaign, and obviously at debate time, is going to be national security, what steps we're going to do to ensure our country is safe. And we had someone, while in the position of power, Secretary of State, was so lax with how she guarded emails that it could have compromised national security, that enemies of our country could have obtained information that could have damaged or harmed us. How did she really, you know, talk that point away during the debate?
I don't know, but I think it's missing the larger point, which is that the scandals of Hillary Clinton that are much bigger than anything that's going to be found in her emails or has been found yet are open and known. This is the woman who, as Secretary of State, accepted huge donations from foreign countries into her foundation and, as a result, waived restrictions on shipping armaments in violation of the laws to those countries. I mean, you can't get more corrupt, you can't get more damaging, you can't get more endangering of U.S. security than that. shipping arms to Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Bahrain and on nations because they sent her bribes. I mean, this is a woman who we now know was very much involved in a coup in Honduras, who traveled the world as a saleswoman for coups, for U.S. weapons sales, for fracking, and you can't top the corruption that is out there in the open. So they may find something more colorful, you know, and it may bring her down, and it may be the big scandal, but it won't actually be more serious than what's already out there.
Well, Mike Siegel, he makes some good points, but imagine if they found emails. No one knew when the Sony email scandal broke and there was hacks into Sony. All the different emails that came out that made so many different producers and people within the business look terrible because of the abysmal things they said about each other. How do we know there's not going to be emails that surface where she's talking about side deals and things that the public has no idea about that she thought maybe was safe through an interpersonal email that all of a sudden surfaces? Could you imagine an email at that level coming out, the damage it would do?
Well, I think it will, Adam. I think that's going to happen. And the reason is this. The company, North Platte, was the primary holder of her server. But they ran out of space, and they went to the cloud with a company in Connecticut, and that company now says, we have a backup copy of all the emails, because they were hired by North Platte to do that. So now the FBI has told that company in Connecticut to preserve every one of those emails. We also know that the FBI has gone in and gotten four computers from the State Department. Unheard of. They went in and took them. And by the way, there was a report about a week ago that the Hillary met with Obama in the Oval Office privately, and she said to him basically in very salty language, get these people the blanking off my back. And Obama's answer, according to the report, was basically, without quoting him directly, you got yourself into this mess. It's not my problem. So he's not, in other words, he could tell the Attorney General, get the FBI off the case. He could tell the Attorney General, we don't want this pursued. He's not doing that, obviously, because the FBI is pursuing it relentlessly, and that means that he's given basically the silence to give them the right to go in and go after Hillary Clinton, which is very interesting. It's a way for him to basically keep power of the Democrat Party and have a guy that maybe Elizabeth Warren's the one he wanted all along, maybe Bernie Sanders. He certainly is on the left with Bernie.
Mike, I hear you. I find it very interesting that you say that because the Clintons did help put him in office in a big degree, particularly Bill Clinton, because at the time he was the best mouthpiece for the Democratic Party and the most popular when he was attending public speaking engagements. But I find it very interesting because does he really push his agenda further? Would Joe Biden step up as VP do it, or Bernie Sanders, or as you said, an Elizabeth Warren? So the fact that maybe he wants to see her, you know, fall and crumble to the ground and fall off the edge of that cliff by doing nothing when we obviously all know that he can, is he really setting it up for another candidate to step in and mix her scandals and then get to the forefront like Bernie Sanders? Do you think that's possible, Beowulf?
Let me just jump in with one quick point before you get to your other guest. She just came out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. She had been for it for years. She said it in 2012. She said it in a book in 2014. She's breaking from Obama now, so they're on different pages entirely. And yeah, Obama's clearly moving in that direction.
Well, that's an entirely tactical move, though, because she's just trying to show that she can appeal to the same base that Bernie Sanders can within the left of the Democratic Party. And, I mean, ultimately, he's just a centrist. He's a corporate guy. You know, he's taken millions of dollars from Wall Street. And, you know, he might like to see Joe Biden sort of continue that, you know, mushy middle Democratic line. But I think the risks that he takes by letting Bernie Sanders come in from the left is not something realistically that he's going to want to do. I think he would rather have Hillary Clinton in there and be safe about it than risk what he considers to be his legacy coming from a very strong Wall Street supporter going to someone who is more populist, more anti-Wall Street, and I don't think that will bode well for his gigs on either K Street or Wall Street after his presidency if he lets something like that happen.
Yeah,
well, why is he letting the FBI go after Hillary? Why would he be doing letting them go after Hillary if he wants her?
You know, honestly, I think he's trying to be even-handed. I don't think there's this huge conspiracy about, you know, who's it going to be? I think she desperately wants power at any cost, basically. But you know, how's it going to look if he completely calls off the dogs? He's going to look
but
like.
But not only that, also, guys, remember, whatever they're saying publicly doesn't mean that's what's going on behind closed doors. Because remember, there was a Department of Justice, released report or at least interpretation of the law at some point saying, you know what, looking over what Hillary did, we don't really think while she was in office as Secretary of State, she violated any rules or regulations the way she kept her server. So that's basically throwing her a bone by saying DOJ says that they don't think she did something wrong when everybody else thinks that she does and everyone else thinks she did violate what the statutes were that were in place. So, you know, I don't really buy into this whole thing, too. Obama's hedging his bet because he still wants to stay in the game even after he's out. All right, we only got 2 minutes left, so I just want to get to one other topic here. You know, lately we're seeing on the rise in all the polls different people coming up. We see Marco Rubio seems to be on the rise. And it seems like Ben Carson is just putting his foot in his mouth every other speech that he's making these days with different comments, and he's probably on the way out. Are we going to see Ben Carson out of this very soon, Dave Swanson?
I expect so and hope so, and I would bet whoever rises latest in the game will have the best shot because none of these people can stand the light of day, and that, of course, includes Democrats as well. And I think Hillary Clinton, as you say, is coming out for against the TPP and so forth, but nobody takes that seriously, and she wouldn't be saying that if she were in office and had to vote on it. She's saying that because she hopes it will pass before she has any role to play.
All right, we only got a minute and a half left. Mike Siegel, what do you think?
Well, with Bernie and Hillary on the other side and Martin O'Malley, I think Ben Carson has said a lot of good things. Now, the problem with Ben Carson to me is the fact that he's very meek in the way he presents himself. He's not assertive. He's very quiet and dignified. But what he said about Sharia law, and we haven't got time for it, but what he said about Sharia law was correct. If somebody follows Sharia law, and that was his only point, they shouldn't be president because Sharia law does not allow other religions, period. So as a result, you have Ben Carson telling the truth and getting chastised for it, and he's sticking with the truth. But he's not strong enough to last, I don't think.
But no Muslim should be president, and his views line up pretty darn well with Sharia law, do they not?
Yeah, he's basically doing what the Muslims say they would. He's afraid the Muslim would do if they got in power by saying
No. He didn't say all Muslims. He didn't say all Muslims. He said Muslims who follow Sharia law. By definition, Sharia law imposes itself on any society in which it operates. That's how it operates. They don't allow for other religions.
All right, 15 seconds, Beowulf. What do you think?
The bottom line is that the Republican Party is going to have to come up with someone halfway reasonable because the kind of statement that both Trump and Carson have made again and again is not going to fly outside the bubble of the Republican primary contest.
Probably won't, guys. We got to leave it there. With that said, everybody, remember, check us out, www.AdamThompsonShow or AdamThompsonLaw.com. Remember, always tune in. Give us your thoughts and your opinions. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And remember, till next time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.